早上好。
So this morning, our brother Michael and I have the opportunity to share this time with you.
今天早上有一个机会是我跟张石桥弟兄跟大家分享。
I appreciate what our brother prayed there because we're gonna challenge you a little bit with English Chinese then Chinese English.
就像刚才弟兄所祷告的，我们今天要用英文、中文一起来挑战。
So if you likely just try to listen to the four of us, you might be a little bit confused.
如果你听四个人这样来讲的话，可能会有一些迷惑。
But we do trust the Lord and trust that He has something He wants to speak to our hearts this morning.
但我们相信的就是神在他心里有要对我们要讲的话。
So together, if we listen to Him, I look forward to what He may speak and what. Hopefully, Michael and I will be listening as closely as you will as well.
如果我们有一个心要让他对我们讲话的话，我相信大家都会听到，而且我与张弟兄，我们两个人心里都在这里来听神向我们说话。
Let's start by reading a couple of different passages, beginning in Luke chapter 2.
让我们先来读几处圣经。第一处是在路加福音第二章。
So we're going to be in Luke chapter 2 from verses 42 to 52.
是路加福音第二章42到52节。
So Luke chapter 2 beginning in verse 42.
从路加福音第二章42节开始。
And when he was 12 years old, and this is speaking of Jesus.
当他12岁的时候，这是讲到耶稣。
They went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast and had completed the days. As they returned, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem and his parents knew not of it.
他们按着节期的规矩上去，守满了节期。他们回去，孩童耶稣仍旧在耶路撒冷，他的父母并不知道。
But supposing him to be in the company that journeyed together, they went a day's journey and sought him among their relations and acquaintances.
以为他在同行的人中间走了一天的路程，就在亲族和熟识的人中找他。
And not having found them, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him.
既找不着，就回耶路撒冷去找他。
And it came to pass after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers and hearing them and asking them questions.
过了三天，就遇见他在殿里，坐在教师中间，一边听一面问。
And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and his answers.
凡听见他的，都稀奇他的聪明和他的应对。
And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, Child, why hast thou dealt thus with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee distressed.
他父母看见就很稀奇。他母亲对他说，我儿，为什么像我们这样行呢？看哪，你父亲和我伤心来找你。
And in verse 49, and he said to them, Why is it that you have sought me? Did you not know that I ought to be occupied in my father's business?
第四十九节，耶稣说：“为什么找我呢？岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？”
And they understood not the thing that he said to them.
他所说的话，这话他们不明白。
And then he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and he was in subjection to them, and his mother kept all these things in her heart.
他就同他们下去，回到拿撒勒，并且顺从他们。他母亲把这一切的事都存在心里。
And Jesus advanced in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men.
耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心，都一起增长。
Now, if you could turn to Genesis chapter 39.
现在我们翻到创世纪的第三十九章。
A couple of verses in Genesis 39, beginning with verse 2.
有两节是在创世纪的第三十九章，从第二节开始。
Genesis 39:2-3, and Jehovah was with Joseph. He was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master the Egyptian. And his master saw that Jehovah was with him, and that Jehovah made all that he did to prosper in his hand.
三十九章的二到三节。约瑟住在他主人埃及人家中，耶和华与他同在，他就百事顺利。他主人见耶和华与他同在，又见耶和华使他手里所办的尽都顺利。
And finally, Genesis 41, chapter 41, verse 38.
最后一处是在创世纪第41章的38节。
Genesis 41:38, and Pharaoh said to his bondmen, shall we find one as this, a man in whom is the Spirit of God?
第38节，法老对臣仆说，像这样的人有神的灵在他里头，我们岂能找得着呢？
So we want to focus in on this phrase that Jesus said to his parents, did you not know that I had to be occupied in my Father's business?
所以今天我们要集中的就是耶稣所讲的这句话，我岂不当以我父的事为念吗？
Or some translations will say, did you not know that I had to be in my Father's house?
在有些翻译里面讲到，岂不知我应当在我父的家里吗？
So a couple of weeks ago, several of us were actually at the Northeast Christian Conference in Harvey Cedars.
几周以前，我们这里有一些圣徒，我们是在东北边的哈维西达那里有一个特会。
And the theme verse or phrase in the conference there came out of Luke 19:13, which was all about being occupied until he comes.
在这个特会里面，它的主题就是路加福音19:13，就是我们要只等到他来。
So the Lord seems to be talking in these days about what we are occupied with and how do we be occupied about his business.
所以这一段这个信息所讲的就是我们怎样以他的事为念，让他的事来占据我们。
So the question that I'd like us to consider together this morning is, when the world looks at us, when they seek us out, what do they see?
今天我要跟大家一起思想的就是，当这个世上的人看到我们的时候，他们看见什么？
Do they look and see that we have to be about the Father's business?
他有没有看到我们是以父的事为念？
Now, I don't want everybody to leave this morning and become introspective and start trying to look at yourself and, oh, what does somebody see? How am I acting?
我不希望大家今天离开之后是在这里总是这么样的反思，就是说其他人看见我，他们看见我是怎么样的一个人。
We really want to sort of ponder together this morning, what does it mean to be occupied with the Lord Jesus and with the Father's business?
我们今天要一同来思想的就是怎样让耶稣还有父的事充满我们。
Because what we are occupied with and what occupies us will be seen by others.
因为在我们身上被什么事所占据，世人都看得很清楚。
So there's a foundational principle, and that is that the life of the Lord Jesus is always going to be dwelling in the Father's house, is always going to be about the Father's business.
有一个根基的，有一个规则，就是在主耶稣的里面，他是从来以父的事为念，从来是要在父的家中。
And this is the life that he has given to every believer, that he has deposited in every one of us, Christ in us, the hope of glory.
而这个生命也是他放在我们每个人里面的，我们所有的这个生命就是以父的事为念的生命。
So how do we respond to that life? How do we come into this place where it is no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me?
那我们怎么样来到这一个地步？就是基督在我们里面成为有荣耀的盼望，就是我们以父的事为念。
So in this brief time, we'll look at, really want to consider three things about being occupied in the Father's business.
所以在这个短短的时间里面，我想跟大家一起来分享三件有关如何以父的事为念。
First, we'll talk a little bit about knowing Jesus in a personal way, having that personal relationship.
第一件事就是我们怎样与耶稣基督有一个个人的关系。
Second, will really be about being obedient in all of the little things of life. How do we bloom where the Lord has planted us?
第二件事就是怎样在生活里面的小事上忠心，怎么样在神不管把我们放在哪里，我们都在那里开花结果。
And third, the Lord's purpose is always about or for a body. His work in our lives is really for building up His church, and we want to consider how we're occupied in his business and how he's building his church.
那第三件事就是当我们以父的事为念的时候，他主的心他总是在身体上面，所以我们的每件事所做的都应该是来建造主的身体。
So to consider these three things and what it means to be occupied, I want to look at really the life or an overview of the life of one of the 12 sons of Jacob, which happens to be Joseph.
那借着这三件事, 我们一同来看, 约瑟就是雅各12个儿子里面的一个。
Now, I do not want to go into all the details and the wonderful lessons that are in Joseph's life because that is probably multiple conferences in itself.
我不会跟大家来讲约瑟他一生的这些故事, 我们来看, 因为这会是几个特会的内容才讲得清。
So we'll take a little bit of the express train through Joseph's life, and so you need to strap on your seatbelts, but we will stop, make a couple of stops, and we'll glean a couple of thoughts related to the three points that we just said.
所以我们只是坐高铁来看看, 约瑟他的一生, 我们看他一生里面的其中的几个小的方面。
And then we'll trust our brother Michael, as he goes through the book of Nehemiah, will bring us back on the train safely to our beginning here.
那相信张弟兄会在交通尼希米记的时候把我们再带回到这个列车上面。
So let's begin. We know that Joseph really was exposed to the Lord and the teaching of the Lord from the very beginning of his life.
当我们看约瑟的时候,在他很年幼的时候,他已经接触到神,已经接触到神所有的教训。
He certainly witnessed his father Jacob, who had a personal relationship and an intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus.
他已经观察到他的父亲雅各与神有一个亲密的关系。
Joseph seemed to be instructed in the teaching, even from the history of the Lord, from creation to Enoch that walked with God to Noah.
所以约瑟从小就知道神的创造，知道挪亚与神同行。
And certainly he would have heard the stories or seen some of the relationship from his great-grandfather Abraham, the father of faith, his grandfather Isaac, who was the digger of wells, digging deep into that well of life in the Lord.
所以他一定知道他的曾祖父亚伯拉罕是信心之父，怎样与神同行，也知道他的祖父就是以撒，是怎样是一个挖井的人。
And Joseph saw again his father, who had wrestled with the Lord and been transformed.
他也肯定知道他的父亲雅各是与神摔跤而且被改变的人。
And we don't see a lot of the details, but we do get a picture that it was more than just a knowledge Joseph had. He had developed a relationship with the Lord.
所以当我们来看的时候，不光是约瑟他有这样的知识，我们知道约瑟与神开始建立了一个个人的关系。
The Lord was able to speak to Joseph in dreams and visions and expose something and reveal something of himself through these dreams to Joseph.
因为神可以借着异梦，借着这些事与约瑟来讲话，把神的心意跟约瑟来讲。
Now in his younger days, in his early walk, he may not have understood all of what was those dreams represented. He may not have understood all the Lord was trying to tell him.
也许在他年幼的时候，并不知道这些梦里面所代表的一切，并不完全清楚知道神的心意。
But he recognized that it was the voice of the Lord. He even took this word and he even shared it with his brothers and with others.
但是他明显的知道这是神的话，所以他把这些话还跟他的弟兄们来分享。
Now he was ridiculed for some of what he shared.
那有的人觉得他很荒诞。
He was misunderstood.
他是被误解了。And
even ultimately, his brothers committed just an unheard of act, an ultimate betrayal of their brother.
所以他的兄弟们做了一件根本我们不可思想的一件这么坏的一件事。
This was the people of God, the promised people of God.
因为他的弟兄们也是神的子民，也是接受神应许的。
His brothers gave in to the pride of their heart, into their jealousy, and they took Joseph, and they actually threw him into a deep well.
但因着这些弟兄里面的骄傲，他们的这些邪恶，所以他们把自己的兄弟甚至放在一个坑里。
And then as sin often does, it just continues to cascade downhill. So after they started down this action, they said, what do we do next? Well, they ultimately took him, sold him to slave traders, and then lied to his father about him even being killed by a wild animal.
所以从那儿开始，这件事就越来越糟。他们到最后就说，我们该怎么办？对这个童子，他们就把他卖给那些去埃及买卖奴隶的人。
Can you even imagine the confusion in Joseph's heart, the confusion in Joseph as he's dragged off to this foreign land?
啊，而且他们最后还向着父亲撒谎。你可以想象吗？就是约瑟在这个时候，他心里面的那些苦闷，忧伤。
How do we react when somebody just speaks badly of us?
那我们如果是有这样的人对我们说一些坏话的时候，做一些坏事的时候，反应是如何
？Or when we're misunderstood?
或者我们被人误解了
？Do we stay in that abiding place in the vine?
我们会不会还留在与橄榄树的那个连接上面
？Makes us stop and think. How do we react when the storms of life beat upon us? When the sun is beating down upon us?
当我们真是在暴风雨里面，当这个太阳的暴晒下面的时候，我们该如何反应
？Do we have that word hidden in our heart? You know, Joseph didn't have a Bible to carry around with him and read while he was being dragged through the desert.
那我们有没有神的话存在我们心里？因为约瑟当他被卖的时候，在沙漠里面，他并没有手上有一本圣经。
But he did have that word of the Lord committed to his heart. He did have that relationship and that communion with the Lord.
但是他却有神的话，他信服在他心里，而且他与神有个人的关系。
And so in the midst of what is just an unthinkable situation, we see him continue to bear fruit of the Spirit.
所以我们看到竟然在这样的光景下面，他还在那里结圣灵的果子。
And how do we see that? Here's Joseph, again, carried to a foreign land, put into slavery. It's not one of the best jobs to have, not very well paid.
那我们现在看到约瑟，他是到了异乡被卖作奴隶，这并不是一个很好报酬的工作。
Certainly not what we as the world would define as successful.
对于这个世界的标准来讲，他绝对不是一个成功的人。
But despite that confusion, the disappointment, despite all the betrayal, we do see Joseph stay in relationship with the Lord.
但是在所有的一切的迷惑、一切的背叛里面，我们却看到约瑟他还是跟神这么紧密。
The record says that the Lord was with Joseph.And he was prosperous.
因为圣经上的记载是说他凡事都顺利，因为耶和华与他同在。
And it's probably hard for us to even imagine how Joseph could deal with this change of being a favored child to now being a slave and being in this very difficult situation.
我们很难想象，因为约瑟曾经是父亲的爱子，现在却到了这样一个这么悲惨的光景。
But he knew the promises of God, and he seemed to continue to cling to those promises. That covenant with Abraham that his people would be numerous as the stars, and that they would possess the land.
但是他却记得神的应许，就是像他的先祖亚伯拉罕的应许，就说你的后裔要像天上的星，海边的沙。
Now keep in mind that Joseph's personal experience with the descendants of Abraham up to now was not very good.
那我们记得在这个时候亚伯拉罕的后裔的光景并不是很好。
But somehow he continues to stay in those promises and we see that because even his master as he looked upon Joseph said everything that he touches prospers because he has the spirit of the Lord with him.
但我们却看到这个应许还是在的，因为甚至他的主人都看到只要他手里所办的事情尽都顺利。
It's as if that hidden work of the Lord in that secret place continues to be revealed, even though the circumstances would dictate otherwise.
虽然这个外面的环境是相反的，但是在这个隐秘之中，神的工作一直在持续。
We see a very hard-working, probably one of the best slaves, but we see an integrity. We see something that can be trusted and relied upon.
所以在这个奴隶里面，我们看到正直，看到一切的美好的东西。
And when the world looks at integrity, when they look at trust, when they look at somebody that's always behaving the right way, that cannot be sustained, unfortunately, in this world, and it does take a different life.
所以在这个世界上，我们很少能见到这么好的一个奴隶，这么的诚实，这么的正直，这么的跟随神。
So it appears that Joseph continued, even in this difficult circumstance,to look to the Lord, to develop that relationship with the Lord, to have that hope that the Lord would fulfill His promises.
所以在这么困难的光景下面，约瑟他还是有着对神的这个信心，对着神的应许的这个接受。
How did he stay in that place? What occupied the thoughts of Joseph as he went through this turmoil?
他怎样来在这里面维持呢？是什么 占据了他的心，让他在这样的苦难里面还可以存活。
How can a slave to this world be about the Father's business?
难道这个世界上的这样的奴隶还能够以父的事为念吗？
But yet Joseph was about the Father's business.
但是约瑟当时确实是以父的事为念。
And it was recognized by others and by the world that he was about the Father's business.
而且他身边的人，整个世界都知道这个人是以父的事为念的。
Now the world in many ways does appreciate when the Lord's is ruling. It does appreciate the fruit of the Spirit. It actually longs for the Lord to take his rightful place.
其实这个世界在某一方面，他们也希望神来掌权，他们也希望有神的果子可以结出来，他们也希望有神来祝福他的应许。
I think the challenge that we often face is that we are going to fix the world or we're going to do the Lord's business in our own strength.
但问题是有的时候我们要用我们的能力要来解决这一切的问题。
But we don't see Joseph trying to do that. Instead, Joseph seems to be occupied in the Word, occupied in prayer, occupied with communing with the Lord.
但是约瑟却没有在这里面，他是被神的话与神的交流，还有对神的祷告来占据。
Listening to the Lord, following the Lord's voice, even as he went about his daily life and these daily activities.
所以在每日这些点点滴滴的生活里面，他听神的话也来顺从。
And as he did that, he was given more and more vision.
所以在这个里面，神就把这个意象更多的给他。
So seemingly a slave, but yet free in Christ.
虽然他是一个做奴隶的人，但是在基督里面他是自由的。
And remember, Joseph couldn't be defiant. He couldn't be self-righteous. He couldn't tell his master, "Well, the Lord says I can't do this, and the Lord says I must do that."
他其实没有自意或者自己来定义，他没有对他的主人说这个是对的，那个是错的，应该这样，应该那样。
He was subject to his master.
他对着主人是完全顺服。
And yet he seemed to seize the moments. He didn't take those precious moments by the water hole to sit around and complain with the other slaves and talk about the evil taskmaster. He didn't look for ways to escape from the slavery.
他并没有坐在那里或者学其他的奴隶在那里来抱怨他们的主人来讲他们这个奴隶的生活是怎么的悲惨。
Joseph always seemed to be bringing the life of the Lord into every circumstance.
在任何的机会里面，他都把神的这个同在带到里面。
So what is our first thought when we wake every morning?
所以当我们每早醒来的时候，我们的第一个意念是什么？
Do we exercise consecration and give thanks to the Lord and realize this is the day that he has made no matter what is before us?
我们是不是把自己奉献对神说这是你所造的一天，愿意这一天是照着你的心意。
What occupies our mind as we go through that day and we're following the orders of our boss, that evil taskmaster?
什么占据我们的心？当我们这一天是在一个邪恶的主人的手下的时候
，Do we exercise obedience to the true master there in the workplace, in school？
我们是不是在工作里面，甚至在学校里面来操练、来顺服我们的主人
？Even in the home，
或者在家中。
So what is our response when we find ourselves reacting to that bad referee call in the soccer game and？Getting upset because that piano recital didn't go just as we hoped it would.
或者我们在这个足球的比赛里面看到这个裁判做了一个错的判罚，或者在这个钢琴的这个表演里面没有照着我们的心意弹得很好，那你的回应该是什么？
Or what is our reaction when we find ourselves judging someone in the world or judging another brother or sister, even though we know we shouldn't?
甚至我们对着世人，对着他有没有一个论断？对着我们的弟兄姐妹有没有一个论断
？Do we exercise repentance and quickly restore that relationship back with the life of Christ？
我们有没有每天来操练悔改？马上来恢复与神的关系
？And what is our last thought even as we drop off to sleep？
那当我们睡前，我们的意念是什么？
Are we exercising dropping off to sleep in prayer and in communion with the Lord Jesus?
有没有在睡前来操练与神的交通，在祷告里面来结束这一天？
How are we occupied even in these days on this earth?
今天我们活在这世上，什么占据我们？
Now, as we are occupied, as we see Joseph even amidst this slavery condition clinging to the Lord,
我们看到约瑟在他奴隶做奴隶的光景里面还是抓紧神。
We do know that the world will challenge this position.
我们知道这个世界要来对这样的人挑战。
Joseph found himself a channel of blessing. Everything he touched prospered. Everybody around him realized they were prospering in his presence.
因为我们记得约瑟成为一个神祝福的管道，他所办的每件事都顺利，周围的人也知道。
And then the temptation came in. The world came in and said,And tested that with a very big thing.
那这个时候世界就进来，在这里试探他，以更大的事来试探他。
His wife's master came in and wanted to commit adultery.
他主人的妻子进来，要与他行奸淫。
Now over time, everything had been entrusted in the master's house into Joseph's care.
他的主人已经把家里的一切事都信靠在约瑟的手里。
How easy it could have been to say, well, you know, I really don't have any choice. My master's wife is just like my master. I have to follow her orders.
那他可以说啊，这件事我控制不了了。我主人的妻子就等于是主人，我也要顺服。
Or how quickly do we often compromise and think, well, it's really not my fault. The Lord has put me in this situation, and so I'm stuck.
所以有的时候我们也可以妥协说神哪、啊、是你把我摆在这里面我没其他办法可以逃出来。
I think it's worth stepping back for a moment because Joseph couldn't afford, as we said, to be legalistic.
刚才我们讲到了约瑟他不能可以自己来定一些成规，他不能墨守成规。
He couldn't say, well, the Lord wants, you know, has this rule and that rule for me and this do and this don't because he was a slave.
他不能对其他人来讲神的法则是这样是那样，因为他是一个奴隶。
Matter of fact, if Joseph would have tried to be legalistic, he probably would have quickly lost his life.
如果他在那里跟人这样来讲规条的话，马上他生命都要失去了。
But yet he could still remain in the more important place in communion with the Lord.
但是他还是停留在那最重要的地位，就是与主来交通的地位。
Listening to the reality of his speaking, his leading.
来听神对他的指引，对来听神的话。
And as he was obedient in every little thing to the Lord,
当他在每样小事上面来顺服神的时候
，then he could be obedient in the big thing.
他就可以在大的事情上面来顺服。
Joseph really it was somewhat easy for him, even though it meant or could mean the end of his life, because he could not violate God's law and commit adultery.
他也知道神的法则是这样的大，他不能来违反神的法则，因为行奸淫也是该死的。
Sometimes, and we think, well, that's the big sin.
有的时候我们觉得这个罪比那个罪大。
It's okay that if everybody is cheating a little bit or lying a little bit.
有的时候我们甚至觉得说点撒点小谎不诚实也不算什么。
It's okay that you know everybody else is putting 8 hours on their time card, even though they may only work 6.
我们看到其他的人，他们在那个自己的那个工资那个考勤卡上面说8小时，其实他只做了6个小时。
You know everybody else sort of grays that truth and tells that little lie.
很多人都把这个事实都扭曲了，他们在那里说一点小谎。
Well, you know a lot of other people are committing adultery.
而且很多人今天都在这里行奸淫。
The question is, where do we draw the line?
那问题是我们这条线应该守在哪里？
Joseph seemed to have that relationship of obedience in all these little small things in his life.
约瑟已经在他生命里面任何细小的事上来顺服神。
And as he did that, then he was able to trust and obey the Lord.
所以因此他可以完全的顺服，完全的信靠神。
And when crisis came, he already knew the one that he could trust.
当这个危机来到的时候，他已经知道他可以信靠谁。
And he really knew that he had no choice but to obey.
他知道没有其他选择，他只有顺服神。
And the Lord did provide an interesting answer.
那神也给他有一个答案，很有趣的答案。
So the outcome was a further testing, a further refining.
那这个下面发生的就是更大的考验，更大的一个试炼。
Now Joseph probably recognized the grace of the Lord that he wasn't immediately put to death by his master.
也许那时候约瑟在想，只要我的生命还存在，就是神的恩典了。
But he was thrown into the dungeon, into prison.
但是他当时是被扔在监狱里面。
Now not quite the luxury of prison we have today with big screen TVs and the exercise room and the.
并不像今天的监狱，很多监狱今天里面有大屏幕的电视，还有其他健身器材，很多好东西。
This was the filthiest of conditions, again, even worse than being a slave.
这个地方甚至比做奴隶还要惨，因为这里面是最污秽的地方。
And when he's thrown into the dungeons again, we don't see a lot of the detail, but we see the record that the Lord was with Joseph and extended kindness to him.
那我们知道在圣经的记载里面，就算他被投到监里面，还有神的这些恩典，他同在跟他在一起。
Seemed to be no blaming of God, no self-pity, no excuses of circumstances.
他没有对神的抱怨，也没有自怜，也没有对环境的这些反抗。
As Joseph just remained faithful where the Lord had him, it was evident. The Lord was able then to display his glory.
他还是信神。信神不管在什么地方都可以彰显神的荣耀。
And Joseph continued to grow in stature with God and with man.
所以约瑟在神和人喜爱他的这些事上都在增长。
And so the application I think for us is that sometimes we look at our circumstances and where we're at, and it really doesn't matter how we got to where we're at today.
所以对我们的应用是什么呢？今天不管我们在什么样的光景下面，不需要再去思考为什么我今天会这样。
The Lord gives us the opportunity today to stop, to listen to His voice, and to obey.
所以神给我们机会，让我们来听他的声音，直到我们顺服。
And as we obey and as we respond in every little thing, the Lord will take care of the big things.
如果我们的回应是在任何小的事情上面来顺服神，神就会来负我们一切的重担。
And we'll be able to see, even like Joseph did, that we will bloom where the Lord has planted us.
所以我们就像约瑟一样，不管神把我们放在哪里，都可以开花结果。
All right, so let's go ahead and fast forward for our purposes this morning, all the way to the end of his prison years and a time when Joseph then was called before Pharaoh.
那现在我们要坐快车，一直到约瑟他坐监的结束。这个时候，法老有一个梦，需要人帮他解梦。
So again, in time, Joseph continued to have this relationship. He continued to see dreams. He continued to be able to interpret dreams.
啊，我们已经讲到约瑟他一直是在这个事情里面，就是一直可以接受梦，也可以来解梦。
And then came a time when Pharaoh was having dreams, and he was in turmoil over these dreams.
啊，然后法老就做了一个梦，而且这个梦让法老非常的烦恼。
There was no person in the entire kingdom that could interpret the dream.
因为在整个这个国家里面，整个里面都没有人能够帮他解梦。
The Lord was speaking. The Lord was trying to reveal His will, and nobody could understand.
这时候神已经把心意借着梦讲出来，但是整个国家里面没有人能够懂。
It was a time when it was necessary to find somebody that knew the voice of the Lord.
这个时候要找的是什么人？就是一个人能懂神的话。
Somebody that rightfully understood it was the voice of the Lord.
而且一个人知道这是从神来的话。
Somebody who would rightfully reveal what the Lord was saying.
一个人可以把神所讲的话可以发表出来。
And someone that would not take the glory but would give all the glory to the Lord.
要有一个人，他不是把荣耀归给自己，而是归给神。
Joseph didn't try to use this situation to say, "Well, if I interpret the dream, will you take me out of prison?"
甚至约瑟没有对法老讲，如果我解了梦，你是不是应该把我从监牢里面放出来了
？Or he didn't try to say, "You know, what do I get out of this?"
或者他说，如果我解了梦，你给我什么
？Or when Pharaoh said, "I know that you can interpret dreams." His response was, "Only the Lord can reveal Himself."
当法老说“听说你能解梦”的时候，他只是说“只有神能够来启示人”。
And so then Joseph, as he did obey and as he spoke the words of the Lord did a mighty work.
所以当约瑟顺服，他把神的话讲出来之后，神就借着这个来做大事。
Joseph simply remained faithful, and then the Lord was able to reveal His glory.
所以约瑟要做的就是顺服，这个时候神就能彰显他的荣耀。
Such that Pharaoh's testimony was a man in whom the Spirit of God is.
所以法老都做见证说，在这个人里面有神的灵在他里头。
So from the depths of imprisonment to second in command in all of Egypt.
所以他就从一个犯人，监牢里的犯人，成为在国中做第二位的，来管理整个国家的。
Now I will, I have long argued that I think the years Joseph spent ruling were much more difficult than his slavery and prison years, but that's for another time.
其实对我来讲，我觉得在这个国家掌权比坐监狱还难。但是这个是以后我们再讲这些事。
What we do see is Joseph abided, then the Lord was able to work and be about the Father's business in Joseph's life.
但是约瑟要做的就是住在神里面，他就是以父的事为念。
Joseph named his second son Ephraim and declared that the Lord has made me fruitful in my land of affliction.
所以约瑟给第二个儿子起名叫以法莲，这个字的意思就是说，神使我在受苦的地方昌盛。
So Joseph's role was to continue to participate in the Lord and just be obedient and allow the Lord to do His work.
所以约瑟要做的就是一直停留在神里面，来顺服神，让神做他要做的。
Now Joseph longed to be restored to his family. He longed to be back in fellowship, and the Lord did a tremendous work by bringing about that restoration.
在约瑟的心里，他一直渴望的就是跟家人恢复交通，跟他们再在一起。神就在这里面开始做工。
He used Joseph to save the entire nation.
他用约瑟来拯救了整个民族。
But Joseph wasn't trying to do something big for the Lord. He was just trying to be obedient every day in every aspect.
约瑟并没有起意说他要拯救一个民族，他要做的只是在任何的事上都来顺服神。
And that's the ground in which the Lord could do something tremendous of His purpose.
这就是神能做大事的一个根基。
Now Joseph also was finally learning an eternal purpose.
那约瑟也在一个eternal. 他也在永远的事上来学习。
The Lord was showing Joseph that He is preparing and building His church.
他知道主神在这里来建造他的教会。
And He desires a people that will rule and reign with Him.
那因为神现在期望有人跟他一同来做主做王。
Now I know all of us are very modest and we say, well, we don't need to rule and reign, Lord. If you just sneak us into the kingdom, we're good with that.
有的人我们中间很多人这么想，我不要你给我给你一跟你一同掌权做王，我只要你把我让我能够挤进天堂就很好了。
But praise the Lord, that is unacceptable.
但我们要赞美主，因为这个想法是不被神所接受的。
When the Lord delivers us from the bondage of this world, He plunges us into the fullness of His joy and into the fullness of His purpose.
当神把我们拯救之后，他是把我们牵到他丰盛的恩典跟慈爱，还有他的旨意里面。
And as we live in that presence and as we respond in obedience, moment by moment, He is about building His church.
当我们在他的同在里面，在一切的事上顺服的时候，这个时候他要建造教会。
And as we spend that time occupied with Him, He will give us that longing for His return and the longing for the fulfillment of His purpose.
当我们以他的旨意为念，被他的心意所占有的时候，他就要做成他的事，他要再来。
And as we keep our eyes fixed upon Jesus, He will build us together and the world will look and say that they have to be about the Father's business.
当我们来注目只来仰望耶稣的时候，世人都会看到这些人他们是专以父的事为念的人。
All right, I'm going to turn it over to my brother Michael.
现在就把时间交给张弟兄。
高铁暂停以后再继续开动。
So the high-speed rail, after a short stop, we're gonna start again.
继续 挑战大家以父的事为念。
We'll continue this challenge to be mindful of the Father's business.
最近我们那个旧约历史小组在读旧约历史的最后几卷书。
In our Bible study group in the history book in the Old Testament, we've been reading through the last few books in the history book.
就是通常所说的恢复的书卷。
Which is are the books of restoration.
主若愿意的话，我们今天想我将今天从尼希米记来同大家交通。
And Lord is willing that I want to share with you guys from the book of Nehemiah.
看看在神所用的这个器皿身上有几个必要的特征。
To see these few characteristics from this one vessel that the Lord has used.
是必不可少的特征。
And this is characteristics that we all must have.
就是意向、呼召、使命，还有冲突。
That is vision, calling, mission, and also a conflict.
在尼希米身上看得非常的清楚。
And we see these four very clearly in the life of Nehemiah.
我们先读几处的圣经。
We'll begin by reading a few scriptures.
我们先翻到尼希米记第一章。
We'll turn to Nehemiah chapter 1.
尼希米记第一章，尼希米记是旧约历史的倒数第二卷书。
And this is the second to last book among the history books in the Old Testament.
尼希米记第一章翻到以后，我们一起来念第一节到第四节。
We'll read from chapter 1, verse 1 to 4.
我们一起来念。
And we can read together.
那时，我有一个弟兄哈拿尼，同着几个人从犹大来。
Verse 2.
我问他们那些被掳归回、剩下逃脱的犹大人和耶路撒冷的光景。他们对我说，那些被掳归归、剩下的人在犹大省遭大难、受凌辱，并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁、城门被火焚烧。我听见这话，就坐下哭泣、悲哀几日。在天上的神面前进食乞讨说，我们再看第二章，第二章的第十七个十八节。
And then we can turn to chapter 2, verse 17 and 18.
第二章的十七十八节。
Chapter 2, 17 and 18.
翻到以后我们再一起念。
Again, we can read it together.
以后我对他们说，我们所遭的难，耶路撒冷怎样荒凉，城门被火焚烧，你们都看见了。来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙，免得再受凌辱。我告诉他们，我们神施恩的手怎样帮助我，并王对我所说的话。他们就说，我们起来建造吧。于是他们奋勇做着善工。最后我们读翻到尼希米记的第六章。
Lastly, let's turn to Nehemiah chapter 6.
我们就读第三节。
Verse 3.
尼希米记第六章。
Chapter,
第三节。
Chapter 6, verse 3.
于是我差人去见他们，说我现在办理大工，不能下去，焉能停工下去见你们呢？我们先看第一个点，就是意象那个特征。
So let us see this first characteristic, that is the vision.
意象或者说那意象，就是看见神永远的心意。
It is a vision which saw the eternal purpose of God.
这是在神的心目当中唯一的一件大事。
And this is the only significant thing in the heart of God.
以弗所书第一章就让我们看见这个。
From the very first chapter in Nehemiah, we see this.
这不但是在人类的历史当中
，not only in history of mankind.
而且在整个宇宙的历史当中
，But through the history of the whole universe，
在整个的时间当中
，In the frame of time，
这件大事值得我们三而一的神不惜全力全部的投入来成就这件大事。
This is a great work that's worthy for our triune God to devote His entire being and His entire power to accomplish。
父神定旨意并拣选
，And God has set the will and He has chosen and elected。
自神亲自道成肉身，用以自己死且死在十字架上的代价来救赎。
And the Son of God came and became flesh, and He came to the cross and paid the great price.
圣灵神作为神旨意的执行人，来亲自印记，并来成全这件大事。
And the Spirit of God, being the execution of God's will, came and worked among men to the completion of His will.
我们的主耶稣基督自己也这样说。
And even our Lord Jesus said it himself.
他说我父做事直到如今，我也做事。
He says, my father has been working up until now, and I also work.
三而一的神为了这件大事一同做工直到成就。
So we see the Trinity God has been working together until now, until the he will continue to work until the completion of this work.
这就是斯百格弟兄所说的 something worthy of himself.
And this is what T. Austin Sparks said about this is something worthy of God himself.
就是说这件大事值得神付出将自己全部投入的代价。
That this is a great work that's worthy for the Lord to devote his entire being to do.
神所做的一切都是在这件大事的里面。
And everything that God has been working is
也是为了这件大事。
Great matter. It's also for this matter.
我们要服侍主迟早我们得明白这个。
For anyone to serve the Lord, we must understand this.
神的子民要迟早要明白这个。
And sooner or later, the people of God will all have to understand this.
否则我们基督徒的路就走不了多远。
Otherwise, we cannot walk very far as a Christian.
我们的生命就不可能达到丰满。
And our life cannot reach fullness.
我们就很容易地活在自己的里面。
Very easily, we will live in ourselves.
活在自我中心和地的境界里面。
We live in the realm of self-centeredness or in the earthliness.
就不会像我们的神那样。也不会像历史上那些神的仆人那样。
And we cannot be like our God. We cannot be like servants of God throughout history.
来全力以赴为着他的旨意。
That we cannot serve him fully.
我们知道尼希米明白这个。
And we know Nehemiah understood this.
因为他称这个为大功。
Because he called this great work.
就是我们弟兄翻译的就是原文就是大伟大的工程。
He says, I'm doing a great work.
他说我现在在办理大功。
I'm doing this great work.
我们大家有没有认识到这是一件伟大的工程。
Do we know that this is a great work?
这件大事这件大功在尼希米记的时候就是建造耶路撒冷的城墙。
And this great work manifested in the book of Nehemiah, it is to build the wall of Jerusalem.
用斯百克弟兄的话说就是恢复神儿子丰满的见证。
In the word of T. Austin Spark, this is the restoration of the testimony of the fullness of the Son of God.
神的旨意就是他的家和他的国。
And the will of God is for his house and his kingdom.
在旧约的时代是用会幕、圣殿和以色列全家来代表神的家。
And this is represented in the Old Testament through the tabernacle, through the holy temple, and also through the whole household of Israel.
用以色列国来代表神的国。
And the kingdom of Israel is representing the kingdom of God.
在我们新约时代。
But in the New Testament time,
教会就是基督的身体，就既是神的家，又是神的国。
The church is the body of the Christ, and this is it's both the house of God and also the kingdom of God.
启示录二十一章二十二章让我们看见
，in Revelation chapter 21 and 22,
当神的这件大事成就
，we see the completion of this great work.
时间结束的时候
，at the end of time,
这一切都归结为一座长宽高各。一万两千斯达德的立方城。
Everything will be summed up in one great city that is 12,000 stadiums in both length and width and height.
一个斯达德就是差不多两百米左右。
One stadia is about 200 meters.
约翰告诉我们说，他说我未见城内有殿，因主神。全能者和羔羊为神的殿。
And old Apostle Paul told us, I did not see any temple in the city.Because the Almighty One and the Lamb is the temple of the city.
这是旧约那个新，这是在旧约的耶路撒冷所预表的。
And this is represented in the Old Testament as the city of Jerusalem.
我深信尼希米早就明白这个点。
And I trust Nehemiah understood this very well.
他虽然身在苏珊城的宫中
，Even though he was in the capital in the palace of Susa,
他的心却在耶路撒冷。
But his heart was in Jerusalem.
因为当他听说耶路撒冷的城墙，被毁荒凉的时候
，because he heard about the city wall in Jerusalem that was broken down and the city gate was burned，
他就多日哭泣，悲哀祷告
，and he wept for many days， repented and prayed。
耶路撒冷的城墙，首先是定义什么是在基督里，什么是在基督之外。
The city wall of Jerusalem gave a definition of what is in Christ and what is out of Christ。
其次是划分。
And second,
并划界，区分并划界，什么是在基督里，什么是在基督外。
It provides a division. It divides what is in Christ and what is not in Christ.
再次，耶路撒冷的城是在建在高高的山上。
Thirdly, the city of Jerusalem is a city on the hill.
让人可以远远地看见。
so people can see it from far away.
那就是基督的见证。
That this is the testimony of Christ.
正如我们的主耶稣所说，灯必须放在灯台上。
As our Lord Jesus said, the lamp should be put on the lampstand.
新耶路撒冷正是这样。
And this is the New Jerusalem.
那是好像一个透明的城。
It is a great transparent city.
用基督的见证之光照亮列国。
And it shines lights from the testimony of Christ.
那里告诉我们说，城那城内不用日月光照，因为神的荣耀光照，又有羔羊为城的灯，列国在城的光里行走，地上的君王必将自己的荣耀归于那城。
Revelation tells us that there is no light because Christ, the Lamb of God, is the light of the city, and He's the Lamb of God shining through all the nations.
在此高高的城墙是一个防御与保护。
And also this high tall city wall is a protection.
在伊甸园的时候是没有物质的墙。
Back in the Garden of Eden, there was no physical wall.
亚当夏娃就是那座墙。
And Adam and Eve, they are the wall of the Garden of Eden.
但是却被仇敌攻破了。
But somehow the enemy conquered this wall.
耶路撒冷的城墙高12400 stadia, 就是差不多2400公里或1500 mile.
And this the city wall of the New Jerusalem is about 1500 miles.
是用各种宝石建成的。
And it will be built by all different precious stones.
宝石就是圣灵在圣徒身上工作出的生命结晶。
And these precious stones and gems are the result of the work of the Holy Spirit in each saint.
那是没有仇敌可以爬得上去，可以攻破的。
And no enemy can climb up this tall wall and can conquer it.
那里面是绝对的安全，绝对的安息。
It will be absolutely safe and absolute and perfect rest inside.
最后城墙上的城门是说出当进来的才可以进来，不当进来的就不可以进来。
And there will be great gates made out of pearl. It speaks of only those who can come, who is allowed to come in can come in. Those who are not allowed to come in will be shut out.
出于基督的才可以进来，不出于基督的就不能进来。
Only of those that are of Christ can enter the city.
倘若不论什么原因给混进来了，那就得被清理出去。
And there will be no one that can be mixed up, that can sneak into the city.
建筑城墙更是每一个人都参与的事情。
And the building up of this wall is the work of everyone.
其实是个人的生活与团体生活的结合。
And it is a participation of both individual life and corporate life.
我们看见在那个时候大家不但组织起来一同建造城墙。
At that time we see everyone came together to build up the wall.
而且是各家对着或者靠近自己的房屋建造。
And also everyone is building the section of the wall that is right next to their house.
并且是全家男女老少一起上。
And the whole household will rise up to build the wall.
这就是基督身体的见证。
And that is the testimony of the body of Christ.
我们再看第二个点，呼召。
And we see the second point, that is the calling.
尼西米的蒙召是有一个非常独特和稀奇的地方。
And the calling of Nehemiah is very unique.
那就是你在整卷的尼西米记当中找不到一句话是神亲自所讲的。
Because throughout the whole book of Nehemiah, you cannot find one recording that is spoken directly by the Lord.
这一切都是尼西米在神面前他主动的行为。
And these are all proactive actions that Nehemiah took before the Lord.
他看见神的心意就是要恢复修复耶路撒冷的城墙。
He first saw the vision, the purpose of God, that God wants to restore the city wall of Jerusalem.
但他却身在苏珊城的宫中，身为那个酒政。
But at that time he was still in the palace of Susa. He was the cupbearer of the king.
他心中满了叹息。
And his heart was sighing.
因为他无可奈何地告诉我们说，我是做王酒政的。
Because he said, there is not much I could do because I'm the cupbearer of the king.
但他并没有因此而绝望放弃。
Yet he did not despair. He did not give up.
而是积极地在神面前摆上惨难性的祷告、认罪和祈祷。
And he proactively he occupied himself with prayers, with supplications, with fastings.
因着他这样的心愿
，because of his will and his desire,
我们就看见神虽然没有讲话
，we saw even though the Lord did not speak to him directly,
但是为他开了路
，but the Lord opened the way for him.
用环境来印证他答应了尼西米的祷告。
Through the proof of the environment, of the working of the environment, the Lord answered his prayers.
因而这就成了尼西米的呼召和使命。
And this became his calling and his mission.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
你我有没有看见神今天的心意就是要恢复弟兄相爱、和睦同居
？Have we seen that the God's purpose for us today is to restore the love between brothers and sisters?
就是基督身体的见证。
That he wants to restore the testimony of the body of Christ.
神的心意已经向我们显明，他不需要再向我们特别再讲什么。
He has already shown us his purpose, and he doesn't need to say any more specifically.
然而我们有没有看见，因着今天的光景荒凉，而我们却自己却无能为力
？Have we seen that our condition being so desolate, do we feel useless?
然而却依然不放弃的来到宝座的面前。
Even though we feel that we could not do much, but do we still, will we not give up and still come before the throne with prayers?
照着神自己的心意为教会祈求。
That we can pray for the church according to God's own will.
深愿我们能成为这样的人。
May we be such a people.
好像主的呼召和使命临到我们的身上。
So that God's calling and God's purpose can be upon us.
成为神手中可用的器皿。
That we can be a vessel fit for His use.
倘若是这样。
If we can be as such,
这就是主给我们极大的特权和荣耀。
Then this is a great privilege and great glory that God has given us.
因为亲爱的尼托生弟兄的话说，这是我们跪着爬着求之不得的。
Even our brother Ni says, unless it's for the Lord giving us, we cannot even beg for this on our knees.
我们再看第三个点，使命。
And we see the third character that is his mission.
当神呼召人进入他心目中的那件大事时，那就成了。蒙召之人的使命。
When the servant of Lord receives the calling from the Lord, this will enter his heart and become his mission.
首先，一个蒙召的人，一个蒙了主使命的人，是一个把自己全部都摆上去的人。
A person who has received a calling and a mission from the Lord will be the one who devotes his whole being to this mission.
整个的尼希米记就让我们看见尼希米他就是这样的人。
And we see through the book of Nehemiah that this is a person, Nehemiah.
他把自己的全人、全心跟全部都摆了上去。
And he has offered up his whole being, his heart, and all his possessions.
直到这个使命成就。
Until his purpose is done.
比如第一章中他对耶路撒冷城墙的反应，以及他所摆上的惨难性的祷告。
Because we see from the very first chapter how he prayed with the childbearing. With pain of childbearing,
让我们看见他是将自己的全人全心都摆上去的。
That he devoted his whole heart in praying for the city of Jerusalem.
在第五章告诉我们
，In chapter five, he shows us,
他把自己的所有都摆了上去。
And he gave up all his possession.
因为他告诉我们说，他在他做省长的12年当中
，He said he was a governor of the province for 12 years.
他和他的弟兄都没有吃省长的俸禄。
He did not take any allowance as the governor.
也没有购置房屋田地。
He did not buy any field, purchase any field for himself.
而是恒心在建造城墙。
But he put all his heart in building up the wall of Jerusalem.
并且每天有好几百修造城墙的人在他家里头吃饭。
And many hundreds of builders of the wall will eat with him in his house.
其次是一个承受了主使命的人，他不仅知道神所要的是什么，他也第一手就知道。神百姓的真实情况。
And someone who has received the mission from the Lord, not only he knows the purpose of God, but also he knows firsthand the condition of the people of God.
他更知道如何去补救。
And he also will know the remedy of it.
尼希米就是这样。
And this is who Nehemiah was.
他不单知道他是神所要的。
Not only he knew what God wants him to do.
他也不单是只是听说耶路撒冷的光景。
Not only he had heard about the condition of Jerusalem.
他更是亲自去暗中查访，获得第一手的资料。
But firsthand, he went to survey and went to inspect the land.
他更知道这个补救就是修复耶路撒冷的城墙。
And he also knew what he needed to do, that is to build up the wall of Jerusalem.
因为他对百姓说，他说我们所遭的难，耶路撒冷怎样荒凉，城门被火焚烧，你们都看见了。来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙，免得再受凌辱。
Because he said to the people that you have seen the bad situation we're in, that Jerusalem is desolate and its gates burned by fire. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem so there will no longer be a reproach.
再次，一个承受主使命的人，是一个，也就是说，一个好的属灵领袖。
Again, someone who has received a mission from the Lord, he is a good spiritual leader.
他是能够把周围的人一同带进那个使命意向跟使命当中的。
He should be a person who is able to bring all the people around him into that same vision.
换句话说，也就是他是一个能够传递意向与使命的人。
In another word, he can pass on his vision to others.
尼希米正是这样的人。
And this is who Nehemiah was.
他把犹大的祭司、官长、贵族和百姓都通通带进了这个使命。
And he brought all the priests and officials and the nobles of Israel and the whole people into that same vision and into that same mission.
直到这个大功告成。
Until everyone will complete the work together.
他说：“我告诉他们，我神施恩的手怎样帮助我，并且王对我所说的话。”他们就说：“我们起来建造吧。”于是他们奋勇坐着上工。
Nehemiah told them how the hand of his God had been favorable to him, and about the king's words which he had spoken to him. Then they said, "Let us arise and build." So they put their hand to the good work.
使徒保罗和历史上许许多多主的仆人也都是这样。
And this is the same way for all the servants of God throughout history.
愿主也在我们中间能够兴起这样的器皿。
May the Lord can also raise up such vessels among us.
最后我们要看最后一个点，就是冲突。
And lastly, we see the conflicts in his life.
一个承受了主的意向和使命的呼召跟使命的人
，a servant who had received the calling and the mission from the Lord，
他的生活跟侍奉一定满了各样的冲突。
His life and his service will be filled with conflicts.
这可以检验我们的生活是服侍在神面前有没有价值。
And this will be a test of to see whether our service, our life, has any value before the Lord.
因为仇敌绝不会甘心。
Because if there is any value before the Lord, the enemy will rise up and attack.
他一定会起来阻挡神旨意的成就。
He will rise up to stand against the will of God.
这些冲突大大的增加了成就使命所付出的代价。
And this will increase the price Nehemiah had to pay for the work to be accomplished.
不但神要为此付出更大的代价。
And also God will also have to pay the price.
那承受使命的人要付出为此付出极大的代价。
And the servant with the Lord will also have to pay the price.
这些冲突不单有外患，也有内忧。
And there are now these conflicts from outside and also from within.
更有外患与内忧的结盟。
And also the conflicts from the outside and inside the house even join in alliance.
这些冲突大多数都是仇敌借着他的游乐场。就是我们的肉体和宗，就是肉体和宗教来带进来的。
And these are brought in by our flesh and also religion, which is a playground for the devil.
尼希米记让我们看见的为仇的仇敌总是，荷伦人三巴拉、为奴的多比亚，还有亚拉伯人基善。
The enemy in the book of Nehemiah were Sambalat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite.And also Geshem the Arab.
荷伦人就是摩亚地的那个荷罗念地的居民。
Horonite, the residents of Horonim, which is a city in Moab.
所以我们看见都是说摩亚人、亚门人和阿拉伯人。
So we see here are Moabites, Ammonites, and also Arabs.
就是罗德、以实玛利跟以扫的后代。
Which are the descendants of Lot, of Ishmael, and also of Esau.
这都是代表肉体的。
And these are all representing our flesh.
另外还有亚述兔人。
And also there was a person from Ashdod.
就是腓力士人。
Which are Philistines.
是代表宗教的属灵假冒。
And these are the hypocrisies of religion.
他们不但耻笑、恐吓。
Not only they ridicule and also threaten Nehemiah.
更是三番五次的密谋暗害，公开捏造摩西永的罪名。
But they plotted different schemes, trying to harm him or to bring up false accusations against him.
或者诱惑人去干犯神。
And he will, they have been, they use different schemes to attempt people to offend God.
甚至不惜用公开信，并贿买祭司、先知、官长、贵族。又与他们结亲来诬陷、造谣、挑拨、毁谤、暗算等等。
Or they even wrote open letters to try to bribe the priests, the officials, and they used different schemes to slander or to spread rumors against Nehemiah and the work.
他们与敌人结盟到一个程度，甚至直接来败坏、污秽神的家。
And even the priests of the house of God formed alliance with the enemies that they joined each other in marriage.
在圣殿内为多比亚预备一间屋子。
That they even prepared a room in the holy temple for the enemy.
并且大祭司同三巴兰结亲。
And the daughter of the high priest became the wife of Sanballat.
我们看见那个光景何等的荒凉。
And we saw how desolate was their condition.
当工程即将完成的时候，冲突就会变得更加凶猛。
Especially when the construction was about to finish, the conflict came to its climax.
而我们感谢主，尼希米他晓得仇敌的诡计，知道起来怎么样抵挡他。
But we thank the Lord, Nehemiah knew the schemes of the enemy, and he knew how he understood how to rise up to fight against it.
他对仇敌一切的计谋都说不。
And he said no to all the schemes of the enemy.
就正像我们所唱的那首诗歌那样。
Just like the hymn we just learned.
我对撒旦总是说不，我对父神总说是。
I say no to the will of Satan, and I say yes to the will of God.
斯百格弟兄说
Brother T. Austin Spark said,
他说神在历史上所兴起的每一个伟大运动
He said, for every great significant work of God,
都要遭到撒旦的攻击而导致分裂或者交通断绝
has always been attacked by Satan until the fellowship breaks.
仇敌的方法不胜数据他的诡计远非人的智慧所能测度仅仅一个怀疑的建议如果在人身上找到居所就足以完全瘫痪神的工作和属灵的进步只要一点怀疑这个人就完了从来没有一个时候能像今天那样使积极正面的属灵工作遭到怀疑的危害
He said and I read The methods of the enemy are numberless The vials unfathomable by human wit The suggestionA suggestion of suspicion, if it finds lodgment, it's enough to completely paralyze the work of God and spiritual progress. Having a doubt, and you are done. There was never a time where positive spiritual work was more jeopardized by the suspicion than now.
这出现最多的是在属天的境界里，以及在属灵事物更高的境界里。这是一种气氛，无所不在。
And it is in the heavenlies.That this is most registered. That is the higher ranges of spiritual things. It is the atmosphere. It is everywhere.
尽管这种光景在今天倍加恶化，但这并不是一件新事。新约圣经充满了这样的事情。这种情况主耶稣遇到过，不是在属灵的人中，而是在宗教的人当中。约翰也遇到过，保罗到处都遇到，四面环绕着保罗本人，并他的方法、品格和信息。
And of course, this is nothing new, although it is now intensified. In the New Testament, it is full of it. The Lord Jesus met it, not in spiritual people, but only in religious people. John met it, Paul met it in every direction. It was made to circle around his person, his methods, his character, and his message.
斯百格弟兄称这个为撒旦最厉害的攻击。
And this brother Austin Sparks calls it the most significant,
most satanic master stroke.
It's a satanic master stroke.
愿主使我们识破撒旦这一切的计谋。
May the Lord help us to see through all the schemes of the enemy.
靠着主的宝血。
By his precious blood.
也为着我们自己所见证的道。
And for the testimony of our words.
抵挡且胜过仇敌。
That we can stand against the enemy.
并且成就了这一切。还能站立得住。
And we can overcome him, accomplishing all this and still stand.
弟兄姊妹，我们要承受主所托付的使命，一定会遇到许多的冲突。
If we are to take up the mission from the Lord, then we will encounter conflicts.
要付出极大的代价。
There will be price that we have to pay.
但这是绝对值得的。
But this is absolutely worth it.
三而一的神全力以赴，不惜一切代价要成就这件大事。
This is worthy for the Trinity God to devote His whole being to accomplish this.
可见这在神的心目当中有何等大的价值。
So we see how great a value this has in the heart of God.
而且这件事必定成就。
And this matter will be accomplished.
况且在神的眼中，这件事在创立世界根基之前就已经成全了。
Actually, in the eye of God, this thing has already been done before the foundation of the world.
主创造我们是为了这件大事。
The Lord created us for exactly this matter.
主拯救我们更是为着这个目的。
And he saved us for this matter.
我们的生活和侍奉岂可再有其他的事情？
Shall we find any other purpose in our life and in our services?
我们还可以再岂可再有其他的目的？
Can we have any other purposes?
在主即将回来前，这黎明前的黑暗当中。
Right at the dawn, right before the return of the Lord.
愿我们在主的眼中能被看作是有忠心的人。
May we be those who are faithful in the eye of the Lord.
能够一同起来回应主的呼召。
That we can rise up together and answer His call.
承受他的使命。
And to take up His mission.
使神心目当中的这件大事成为我们生活侍奉的唯一目的。
So this great work that is in the heart of God can be the only purpose in our life and in our service.
一同起来，来恢复基督身体的生活。与侍奉的见证。
That we can all rise up together and to restore the testimony of the body of Christ.
我们来一同有点祷告。
And let us have word of prayer.
我们主，我们把这些残缺的话仰望在你自己的手中。
Lord, we give these incomplete words into your hands.
愿圣灵在此做补救的工作。
May the Holy Spirit do the work of remedy among us.
做更多解释的工作。
That He can explain this to us.
哦，照亮我们心中的眼睛。
Lord, may You open the eyes of our heart.
让我们实在是能够看见神心意当中、心目当中的这个极大的大事。
So that we can see the significant matter, this great work in the heart of God.
也吸引我们的心。
That You may capture our heart.
愿这个意象成为我们人、我们整个生活当中控制的力量。
Lord, so that Your vision will capture, will take us captive.
让我们一生都为着你的旨意而活。
That our whole life will be lived for Your purpose.
我们把自己、把教会仰望到你自己的手中。
Lord, we commit ourselves and Your church into Your hands.
愿你多多的施恩、怜悯给我们。
Lord, have mercy and show us grace.
在你回来的时候，在地上还能找到一般忠信的人。
So that when You come back to this earth, You can find those who are faithful.
是一同起来为着你自己的旨意的人。
That we may rise up together for Your purpose.
是一同让你的心得到满足的人。
So that Your heart can be satisfied.
我们把我们仰望在你的手中。
Lord, we give ourselves into Your hands.
为着你自己旨意的缘故。
Lord, for the purpose of Your desire.
为着你自己心中这件大事的缘故。
Lord, for the purpose of this great work.
你恩待你自己的教会和百姓。
Have mercy and show grace to Your people.
我们谢谢你垂听我们祷告。
We thank You, Lord. Hear our prayers.
奉靠主耶稣圣名。
In Jesus' holy name we pray.
Amen.
Let us continue to respond with word of prayer. Lord, we thank You through Your message this morning. You again remind us, Lord, You don't want us to always be babies. You want us to grow up, to be mindful of Your Father's business. Lord, we remember how You were when You were on the earth. You abided in the house of God. You are mindful of Your Father's business, and you didn't do anything or say any word according to Yourself. Lord, may You cause us to also grow up into the fullness of the character of Christ until You bring all men, all sons into Your glory.
Lord,
be gracious to us that through big things and small things in our daily life we can turn to God. We can always be turning towards God, so that we can fulfill the function of the body. Oh Lord, may each member fulfill the function of the body. Have mercy. Lord, we thank You and praise You. We can only bow prostrate to worship before You. Lord, You are our God, our Lord. All that You have measured to us is the best. Before You, we can only say yes. Whether there are attacks or temptations from the devil, help us to say no. Because You are our Lord, our all in all. Lord, we worship You.
当我们 在实际生活中，如果对你有什么冲突的话，
life,
主啊，我们只能主啊，烂在你手中。主，因为你是我们的一切，
you,
主啊，我们就要顺服在你面。
Lord,
主啊，你啊，你所给我们的一切，
Lord,
主啊，
help us to obey you,
都是为我们所量身制定的。
To accept all that you have measured to us.
主啊，只有在你里面，主啊，我们才能得安息。在你里面，
Lord,
主啊，才能对我们有帮助。主，我们实在要赞美你，求你保守我们的心，使我们心能以基督的心为心，啊，以父的事为念。主，我们实在要赞美你。主啊，许多的时候，主啊，你啊，除去我们人的一切啊，所有的作为，就啊，苦护在背后在你面前，求你圣灵在我们啊前面的道路。
Oh Lord, may your Holy Spirit lead us in our ways, in the ways ahead. Oh Lord, that all the days of our life we may live in your purpose. Help us in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank and praise you.
There
are so many witnesses like Nehemiah surrounding us like a cloud.
主啊，使我们能够常常跟你有密切的交通。主啊，使我们活着能够为耶稣。主啊，使我们的心能够常常仰望我们的主。你坐在宝座上，你是信心创始成主的主，你是得胜的主，你能做我们所不能做到的事。